welcome to Very Amusing, your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and I am getting very, very nervous that you all can tell when I record these, when my child is sleeping and when my child is not sleeping. The walls in my house, they're extremely thin. I don't know why. We redid the house before we moved in, and so we like built the walls, and yet the walls are just made of dust. Like, I was walking, essentially, long story short, we kind of moved in here and built this house before we even thought of discussing having a child. And so Pearl's room is in the center of everything. Almost every single room touches it. So there's like no way to maneuver around our house without getting very, very close to waking her. We watch a lot of subtitles on TV, and I'll tell ya, that has just made stand-up comedy something we no longer can watch. So I was walking past her room today, like just in the hallway, just like away from her in the living room, not even in her room. And there was an ad playing while I was watching TV. I was watching Matlock. The new one, not the old one. I was watching the new one, and an ad played, and it like kind of woke her from across the way. Listen, I try to be very cognizant of it. I don't want her to wake up because of my belting a hello. But if the hello seemed a little subdued, that's why. Usually I try to schedule recording this around her nap time, around her sleepy time, but here we are, and we're powering through, because this week we have a gab sesh. We're just gabbing. We're basically not going to talk about theme parks. I know, a theme park podcast where you don't talk about theme parks, what is the point? And the point is that I got a lot to say. I got a lot of rattling around in that old tin can of a brain. I have a lot of stuff I want to talk about, and I feel like we do that a lot on Instagram, but we don't really do that here. We don't really do it as much here. So we today are going to, even though I am going to not mention park twice this week, we're gonna take a little break from theme parky things and just talk about regular old life. Now, I'm not gonna keep you from it, but I do feel like there was something I was gonna tell you about. I guess just about all the really good candy I've been eating, which is like theme park adjacent. But for Valentine's Day, I asked for jelly beans, and I got jelly beans. They're delicious. It's like a big mixed bag of jelly bellies. Fantastic. But I've been eating a lot of soccer bit, a lot of Swedish candy, and then my friend Rachel brought me back candy from Finland, and it's just these like really sweet, sour pieces of candy. They're fantastic. And my office is like, has a lot of like elegant drawers with fancy candy. But the thing is, I filled them all circa 2018. So now they're just decrepit. And I'm staring at them right now. And I'm like, wow, even though they're very, very old, and I would probably be very, very ill if I ate them. Like, there's these coconut blobs that are in a little thing. And I'm looking, they look delicious. I'd be sick if I ate them, but boy, God, I love candy. Okay, I'm gonna go get some candy. Stick around, go get yourself a little treat. And we'll be back with this week's Lil Gab Sesh. I mean, it's a mini-sode. It's not a gab sesh. Oh my God, I don't even know my own episodes. Okay, it's a mini-episode. But we are gonna gab. I don't really know if there's a difference. Just sometimes I finish them and I put them into the podcast factory and I'm like, that's a gab sesh. And then sometimes I'm like, that's a mini-sode. Keep in mind, our most recent mini-sode was over an hour long. So what are words? They're nothing, and I'm gonna give you more of them after this break. We're going to Disney World and we're saving money? That's just how we do in 2025, because we are lucky enough to have good friends who are really good at planning vacations over at Mouse Fam Travel. So here's the deal. You probably start planning your vacation by heading to the Walt Disney World website, playing around with dates, searching different hotels, comparing your options. But if you reach out to Mouse Fam Travel and tell them about your trip, they're going to do all of that for you. They're going to help you take advantage of major discounts like room deals and a free dining benefit that will save you hundreds. And on top of that, they'll even give you a gift card up to $250 just for booking with them. You'll save money and you'll make money by booking with Mouse Fan Travel. And I know you might be like, oh, I can do it myself. I'm an avid traveler. I don't need help. But a friend who regularly books their own trips recently took this advice, reached out to Mouse Fan Travel, and saved $1,000 on their Disney trip. $1,000! The difference in price from what they were going to book and what Mouse Fan Travel found, and they scoured different websites to check because they were shocked. Same trip, same dates, $1,000 difference. Imagine saving $1,000 on your next Disney trip while also saving time. And if you book for Disney World, possibly getting free meals and a free gift card. It's win, 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 win. And if you're thinking, well, if that's true, why have I been doing all this work myself? Exactly! That's why I'm so obsessed with Mouse Fan Travel, because all of this is completely free. I know! So if having Mickey Mouse cover the cost of your meals sounds pretty rad to you, head to mousefantravel.com/amusing today. Skip the booking process, save the time, and enjoy all the magic Disney World has to offer for even less. And hey, if you're thinking about a trip to Universal Orlando or Disneyland or a Disney cruise or Adventures by Disney, they excel in booking all of that as well. So don't delay. Head to mousefantravel.com/amusing and do Disney the right way. That's mousefantravel.com/amusing.
My foster parents didn't just teach me to fish. They taught me that persistence and patience pay off. They didn't just teach me to bake the perfect birthday cake. They also taught me to measure and meet my own potential. They didn't just teach me to garden. They taught me to plant seeds and watch them grow. And they didn't just teach me to walk. They taught me to stand on my own 2 feet. Foster a child and change their future. Visit youthvillages.org/foster.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome back to our mini episode. Yeah, this time I know what it's called. I didn't goof this time like I did last time. I got it down. Now again, this is a mostly non-Disney episode because there's a lot of stuff I've been meaning to chat about and we haven't gotten around to it. And we're going to talk about it today. But at the beginning, I will talk about a little bit of theme park, just a little bit. And I've really been going regularly to Disneyland, so much so that I bought the higher tier annual pass. I can never keep them straight. All I know is that, because it's Believe, Imagine, Industrial, oh God, there's another I one, I think. I cannot keep them straight. I just remember the lowest one is Imagine. I'm pretty sure the lowest one is Imagine because I always remember it as Imagine you can go to a theme park. But that's not true because, yo, the crowd, I know I said this wasn't going to be a Disney episode, rah, but we have to talk about the crowd calendars because I don't know if you know how it is for a Disneyland annual pass holder, but I thought when I leveled up to the highest tier pass, I am spending so much money on this annual pass. And I can't get in the park on a weekend. I'm recording this like late February. I can't get in the park on a weekend until the end of March. The end of March. I guess I just didn't. I thought maybe they had separate calendars. They really don't seem to. I thought like once I leveled up, like, ooh, I was going to unlock a whole new type of park access. Nope. Nuh-uh. I can just hold on to more reservations and sit on them until I don't need them the day before and they open up. Because that's what we're all doing. We're all just sitting on these park reservations. It's a really bad system. It's a really bad system, and I'm okay saying that publicly. It's bad. It's really bad. It has changed the park-going culture for people who live in Southern California. It has made it worse to make plans because you're just sitting on these dates and holding them tight. I went for, again, this wasn't supposed to be a Disney episode, but I went for my nephew's birthday over the weekend, and I had to check the website. I had to set up alerts with third-party websites. Two different third-party websites. I had to check the website no less than 100 times to get a reservation on a weekend day that my pass was eligible to be used for. That's bonkers. And like, it just shouldn't be like that. Now, I upgraded to the highest one because I was so incensed at having to pay for parking. I was going so often and having to pay. I had half of a parking with the second highest pass. I had to pay like $17.50 for parking and it just hurt every time. And I realized if I just upgrade, I'm going to have free parking and I'm not going to spend the money and it's going to feel good. And let me tell you, I used it. I used it for the first time over the weekend. Got that free parking. It felt good. It felt good. And I'm not going to mourn all the things that we used to have on this podcast, which I tend to do often. But it is really, 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 really boggling my mind that in recent memory, in this same lifetime, life before the pandemic was so freaking different that I had one pass that let me go to Disneyland or Disney World every day of the year. No plans, no warning, no, hey, y'all, hey, Mickey Mouse, I'm going to show up. None of that. None of that. None of that. And then I upgraded it for like $100 and I had free valet parking at Disney hotels. I don't even want to think about what we had. I don't even want to think about what we had. Oh, it crushes me. Again, not a Disney podcast, because if we go deep, I will talk too much about paying for parking. Hey, it's the LA brain in my skull. I can't help it. But I've been going regularly to Disneyland when I can get in, and it's been quite nice. I go during the week, usually not on weekends. This isn't always an issue, but alas. My day at Disneyland was good. Wasn't going to talk about Disney. You should have laughed at me. Should have laughed at me about 3 minutes ago, because I have. Pearl is finally 33 inches tall, which means that we can now go on some rides we haven't been able to go on. And it is really fun. I forgot that, like, as your kid grows up, you can go on more and more and more stuff, like more little areas of the park get unlocked for you, which is cool. It's cool to be like, wow, we can go on Autopia now. That's something we couldn't even experience a few weeks ago. And it's just like a nice way to really like live in and experience a park that you go to very, very, very regularly. It's nice. It's nice. It's nice. But all of the theme parks aside, we're going to talk about life. We're going to talk about shopping. We're going to talk about stuff I'm really interested in right now. And we're going to talk a lot about TV. But we are going to start with it being kind of late February, which for a Californian, January was a big fart. But I'm back in the swing of things in February, and I feel like I kind of have a schedule. And if you guys know me, you know that that is a wild sentence to be coming out of my pie hole, because I've never had a schedule before. I've never had like a to-do list and plans and like really kind of operated or in an organized manner. And now I'm kind of falling into it. Like 2 days a week, I go to a gym co-working space. It's a gym that also has like a restaurant and a place you can sit. But like, honestly, everyone in the co-working space is always doing like weird internet job meetings, and I just can't, it's too distracting. So I go to the restaurant. So I've been going there and doing like a lot of work 2 days a week and getting a lot done. And it's a nice feeling, because I'm rarely in my home alone anymore. And it's nice. It's nice to know where I'm going to be each day, which is something I really haven't had since I had an actual job, which at this point is somebody else's lifetime. It's hard to balance it all still. There is a lot of stuff career-wise and like, you know, like top of the year goals that I want to accomplish. I want to be making more videos. Every time I go on a Disney trip, I film all this stuff and I'm like, oh, I'm going to make 13 videos that I can't wait to make. And then they just don't happen. And that's happening again for my Disney World trip that I just recently went on. But I will get on it, because there is something I really have been working hard to accomplish that I can't talk about yet. But I worked on it so, so very hard in that little desk session that I mentioned when I was at my gym. I got it done. I'm done. I finished, like crossed it off the list, which is something that never happens for me. So I'm feeling very inspired. And I have told this to my Instagram subscribers. I haven't said this publicly, but I am hard at work. I'm trying to make a website. Not like a big splashy, like, oh, we're going to launch it. Like, no, this is the website that I should have been working on for the past 7 years. And I did originally build, I think I talked about this in the podcast a while ago, back pre-pandemic, I was working really, really hard on a Disney guide that was a website. It was basically like, oh, I'm going to Disney World. And you would go to my website, and it would be a step-by-step process for how to plan your trip in the most organized way without feeling your brain turn to goo. And I worked so hard on it. I spent like over a year on it. And then it just never happened. The pandemic happened, the website, I just like couldn't make it work. I was doing it on Squarespace. My best friend designed Squarespace websites. She helped me with it. She did an incredible job. But there's only so much you can do without actually being able to manipulate the code in the way that we would need to have this be. It just like didn't work. And then the parks changed, and then things kept changing, and it didn't make sense anymore. And it just died in my Squarespace files. And since then, I've been like, okay, well, if I don't have that, I at least need to have a URL that people can go to. If they're like, hey, girl, I'm going to Disneyland, where can I find your advice? There is currently nowhere you can do that. I had a friend text me recently and be like, hey, I was looking through like for TikToks or like reels of yours where I can find XYZ. And it's like, you can't find any of this easily. It is so hard to find, just comb through one person's TikToks, one person's reels, and try and find stuff. And it's frustrating, and I don't like it. It makes me very itchy. It makes me very uncomfortable. The people that rely on me for help in going to theme parks, oh, we're back at it. Okay, anyway, people who like rely on me for help cannot find the advice that they need and the stuff that I've worked hard on. That is frustrating to me, because nobody wins. Like, all I want to do is help people have better vacations. And if they can't find my stuff, what's the point? So I've been working on a website. Again, I still think it's gonna be hard to find stuff because even if you set up like tags where you're like, oh, I'll go to the Disneyland area. It could be everything from like, I loved this lentil soup to like, literally here's how to maximize your entire day. So I'm trying to figure out how to make sure people can get the information they need, but I'm working on it. And I know it's a big endeavor. And the way I like to do things is that I like things to launch perfectly. I like them to be perfect. I just want to be like, I did my best. Like that is the benchmark that I have. I did my best. And this website, to do my best, I would have to put in like 9,000 hours of work. So I may just very soon get some guides up there, get some podcast, like some written versions of podcast guide episodes and just get it out. I'm trying very hard to do it. It's going to take forever. I'm trying to not put pressure on myself to make it perfect because even if I just have a Disneyland guide up there, that's going to help someone. And so I'm working on it. But in the meantime, I'm sorry that there are no guides for people who need them. This is bad. This is like bad behavior. So you know how there's the thing on Instagram where if you like comment fruit juice and then I'll send you like the recipe for my homemade grape, whatever. That thing, that's a third party company that you sign up for. I think you pay them. I think it's called ManyChat or OnlyChat, something like that. And if you comment, they automatically send it out. Like that is an automated response that they have. I was like, that's too much work for me. I'm just going to post a reel. And this was tied to a very amusing episode about the Disneyland with a baby or toddler guides. There was a 2-part episode about that. I was like, oh, I'm just going to make a reel and I'll say comment baby. And then if people comment baby, I'll DM them the guide. So I opened my phone when I was at Disneyland over the weekend and somebody I know and showed in my feed, they commented baby. And I was like, oh, I haven't really been monitoring that. And I went back and there are an uncomfortable amount of people commenting baby up to 7 weeks ago that I never sent them a guide for. I like melted inside when I saw this. It is something I maybe should have signed up for that company for. So maybe I will in the future. But regardless, I need to make it easier for people to find guides. So a website will be coming. Don't expect like the best website you've ever seen. I used a template. Looks pretty cool. The whole thing's green. Didn't expect that. It's supposed to be, I think if you're launching like a tincture, that's probably the type of website it is, but I don't care, it looks cool. They got wavy lines, they got little like scrolling text. I can have it be like scrolling a bunch of random words like nacho cheese. I don't know. I'm just trying to have fun with it. I'm just here to have fun. That's what I'm trying to do. Even though that's a very like reality TV show mantra, but I am just here to have fun. And speaking of fun, as you know, clothing is very important to me. Clothing is very important. I need to leave my house dressed the way I feel every single day. I don't know if that's a problem or if that's a gift, but like if I'm not aligned with the clothing that I'm wearing, it's gonna be a bad day from the jump, which is usually fine. Like usually I have my clothes, I put an outfit together, I'm like, I feel like me. I basically need to feel like me and then leave. And lately I haven't been feeling like me in my clothes. I have not at all. And I realize it's because I need to completely overhaul my closet. And this isn't the type of thing where I'm like, everyone's wearing this, I need to be dressed like them. No. This is me realizing, y'all, we've lived 100 lifetimes in the past 10 years. Just think about it. We've lived a lot of lives. And I have all of these clothes, some of which that I like, that are from a different life. A life where I like went places for work meetings, when I would like visit people, like I would dress up during the day, outfits from when I lived in a city, when I lived on the other coast, when there was winter and I needed a lot of things I could wear with tights. Like I have stuff that I like and there's stuff that I don't really use anymore. But I realized, I just took a step back and was like, oh my God, I need to do about 14 back to school shoppings at once because I don't own any clothes for my current life. I don't know. I have all the wrong things for my life. My life, which is very much at home with a tiny person who can spill stuff on me, and out of the house with myself who will often spill something on myself. It's just like nothing is aligning in my closet, and I think I gotta do something about it. I also used to buy tiny t-shirts. I used to buy little t-shirts that were like size small, and I would tuck them all the way around into jeans or into shorts, and that is what I did. And that's not what people do anymore. Now everyone's wearing these big shirts, and I'm like really curious about these big shirts, so I keep buying shirts in a size large, like a men's, like a unisex large t-shirt with stuff on it, and I don't know how to wear them. I don't know how to wear them. I feel like I got plopped on this planet and I never went to high school and there's like nothing I learned about getting dressed. It's been very overwhelming. And I'm curious if you all feel the same way, because I feel like this is driven by the internet and things changing very fast. And it's just got me in a bit of a tailspin. Now, I will couch this by the fact that I do not get rid of things. Not in a hoarder way, though people who live with me would say otherwise, but I don't get rid of clothes, because I think if I've selected this garment to be a member of my club in my closet, I don't want to let it go so easily. And if it's stayed there this long, most people would be like, if you don't wear it in 2 years, get rid of it. No, because you never know what life you're going to live later. There's stuff that I wear now that's very, very old, that sometimes I'll be like, that was the exact right shirt. That was the exact right shirt. And the perfect example is that I have this big cut off. It's like it was a t-shirt, got cut off into a tank top, this big AC/DC tank top. I wore it to Disney World last summer, I want to say. And it was so hot. And the whole thing is like cut out on the side. And I wore it and was like, this is the perfect top. This is the perfect top for Animal Kingdom, because you know what it's like when it's hot at Animal Kingdom. I said no theme parks, but alas. So I have this AC/DC tank top. I've had it forever, for an eternity. It's the type of thing that I didn't wear for probably 6 years. And then all of a sudden one day, boom, it was the right garment. To the point that my friend Rebecca sent me a bunch of photos from when we went to SNL. And I know I kind of like teased this on Instagram and that was maybe annoying of me, but all I'm going to say is that we spent a lot of time at Saturday Night Live, more than most people do, because your girl loves a shenanigan. So Rebecca, my shenanigan partner in arms, and I went to probably, I'm going to say upwards of a dozen Saturday Night Live shows and after parties, and sometimes after parties. And Rebecca, like after this 50th anniversary, Rebecca like pulled, she's much better at backing up photos than I am. All I did was when she sent me them, I was like, oh my God, I need to find mine. And I put all my hard drives on my desk and now they're sitting next to a wet Topo Chico that is definitely melting on them. Not good. And I have not plugged any of them in or looked at any photos, but Rebecca sent me a bunch of photos. And in these old photos of us just like being lunatics at 30 Rock backstage, we weren't bad girls. We were hanging out. If you say you're hanging out with the band, that sounds bad, but they're like jazz musicians. They're like 60-year-old jazz musicians. We were just hanging out with friends. That's all. No funny business. Just hanging out with friends. Literally all I would be drinking on the way there was a triple espresso so I could stay up. Again, there's no way to make this sound. It's not salacious. I just don't want to divulge any details because we were just goofy. Anyway. Rebecca sent me these photos and I looked at them and was like, oh my God, I still own and wear 90% of these clothes, including said AC/DC tank top. Now, I did wear that over a black Aritzia slip, which I also still own and also still wear, that I bought many moons ago. And I wore it with these knee-high Chloe boots. And these, I regret getting rid of. I got rid of when I moved to LA. I was like, I'm never going to wear a knee-high boot. And it's just a reminder that if you're thinking of getting rid of something, just keep in mind everything comes back in style. Knee-high boots at the time, it was like, why am I wearing a knee-high boot? Am I going to like a country music show? Or like, what am I doing here? I got rid of them and I should not have, because they were Chloe knee-high boots. They were 90% off. I bought them when I worked at Racked. I was freelancing for Racked and I took a bus out to an outlet mall and reported on the outlet mall. I got paid to be there. The boots at Chloe were 90% off and I'm never going to find anything like them again. They were so nice, like really nice leather. I'm so upset about it. But everything else in the photos, I still own and I still wear and I never get rid of stuff. And I really keep that as a point of pride, because a lot of stuff I own is vintage and old and I really don't like contributing to excess consumerism. I don't like buying anything I'm only going to wear once ever. But I think I need to maybe update some versions of this stuff. Like the nice dress that I bought to wear to the opening of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge 4,000 years ago that has like black, it's silk, it has little stars on it. Where am I going in a little dippy dress with boots? Where am I going in these outfits? It's just not who I am anymore. Like we've lived so much in the past 5 years that so many things that I own are me, but they're not me. It's like I have two different identities, the old one and the new one. I got to merge them to figure out what I actually need. I got to like identify the gaps in my wardrobe and go from there. And it's hard because I don't know if you feel me on this, but shopping has only gotten more complicated. You'd think it would be easy because we have endless options now. Like, yay, hooray, you can shop online. But no, there's too many options. And like, all of them are kind of bad. All of them are kind of bad. Like, okay, let's talk pricing. Like, I don't want to blow too much money as I try to figure out what my new wardrobe is and like what who I am now in this role as a mother, and I mostly work from home, and when I don't work from home, I'm going to a gym, so I'm not really going to put on pants anyway, and I'm like trying to navigate who I am, and I don't want to spend too much money. But even if I did want to invest in a classic piece from my wardrobe, even if I did lean into it, even when you splurge and you spend a good amount of money, it's not quality. It's just more expensive. Like, take this for example. I went shopping with my mom months ago when she was in town, and I was like, I need new stuff because I like literally, I wear my shoes until I have no more shoes. I lost a shoe in my house. It's a whole thing. My Vejas that I always wear to the park, I lost one of them. So I've been wearing old New Balances to Disneyland. Disneyland's back. Oh, I can't escape it. Old New Balances are so worn through. They are not comfortable because I just never get around to buying new things. I just like, it's a chore and I don't want to do it. I just don't want to do it. So I went with my mom. They had these shoes at Saks on the sale rack. They were Isabel Marant black flats with these like big silver buttons on them. And I was like, ooh, I kind of like these. I don't have a flat. Whenever I go anywhere, I wear it worn out rubber Birkenstock plastic sandal. Like, I need real shoes. I didn't own a flat. I didn't own anything that'd be like cute with a jean when I was like going to things, walking around. And I splurged on them. And they were pretty expensive. Like, they were on sale. They were in good sale, but they were still I would say a lot of money. And they're kind of uncomfortable, but they're beautiful and I like them a lot. And then I went to Target and they had this, and I keep calling them fake Alayas. They're like, if you know, you know. They're like the studded sandals. Alaya had them years ago. Now like everybody has them now. Target has a version of them, these little gemstones all over them and a little strap, and they're $40. And I was like, you know, I have a pair of shoes that's pretty similar to this. This is going somewhere. I promise this isn't just like the rantings of a mad woman. So I'm like, you know, I really shouldn't buy two of a similar thing, a black flat with studs on it. But I kind of really like these and I was really drawn to them. And when I put them on, they made me happy. And I was like, you know what? For $40, why not? I'll chance it. Even though I invested in this classic wardrobe piece that's very similar, I'll get them. Why not? And I wore the nice one, the Isabel Marant ones on Valentine's Day. And Ben kind of like stepped on, like we kind of tripped over each other when we were walking down the street, which is normal. Like, it wasn't catastrophic. And pieces of my shoe popped off. Pieces of my shoe popped off. My expensive shoes. And ever since then, I've been wearing the Target ones. And I'm like, why are these nicer? Like, why? These are made from like plastic. Why are these nicer than the actual investment I made? And I don't know if you're like me, but I feel like I have whiplash between like all of the different things that I want to buy and I feel like I should buy. And like, you see all these, you open your phone, there's all these people wearing these little outfits and you're like, that looks cool. Where is it? Oh, I have an access to it right now. They sent me a link. It's right here. Like, it's just so much. And then like, you don't want to spend too much money, but you don't want to contribute to all the websites that are polluting the world, making garbage fast fashion clothing. It's just really tricky. And like, all I want to do is buy a sweater, but all of the sweaters feel like they're made from dryer sheets. Why is that? What's going on with all the clothes? I mean, jeans, they have new jeans? They have different jeans now? They reinvented jeans? Do you know about this? Look around. All the jeans are now wide and long, but like, I don't know. I remember being young when I'd wear my jeans long and then they'd rip in the back and they'd be dirty and it was gross. I'm too old to have like ripped heel jeans. I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. And I just keep thinking about how like we used to dress in a very specific way for different stages of life. Like, your first job or your second job, and you'd be like in the office every day and working from home was something that never existed. Or like in high school, do you remember in high school, like you're in this little bubble, you're in this building with all these people all day. And it's so, your world gets so small that everyone buys the same stuff and looks similar. I mean, look at any group of teens these days and you know what I'm talking about. I live in an area in LA where a lot of teens are hanging out. I went to the theme parks. I see these groups of these kids moving around and they all are wearing similar outfits. And it's like, I don't know where, as a solo woman, I don't know where I belong in society. It's just like, I maybe I need a crew of like 10 people to tell me what to wear. It's just hard. Because, like, I open my phone and I see people turning out looks, like little skirts and like boots and like jackets and little things. And I, like, it's hard to remember that even though I love clothes, even though, like I said, I want to step out of my house and feeling myself every single day, I look and I open my phone and I go, oh, well, I identify with this person, but oh, I no longer live in New York. And oh, I have a kid. I have to be able to bend down and move around easily. And oh, I drive in a car. I'm not around people on public transit. And I really don't see anyone during the day. And I just feel like it's so hard to rectify wearing your favorite things and risking spilling coffee on them or getting sunscreen rubbed in on them when you want to, I kind of want to preserve them and keep them nice. And I have this back and forth about like, oh, a capsule wardrobe. Oh, what if my wardrobe was just really nice things? And it was just like 30 really nice things that I loved. And I just feel so deeply that, yeah, that's rad. And if you can do that, that's cool. And whenever I travel and I have little things in my suitcase, I piece them together in a way I don't do at home. And I'm like, oh, I love this. But I just feel so deeply that the clothes that I love in my closet, my favorite things, like, and maybe I'm viewing this so heavily because I did recently evacuate. I did recently pull all of my favorite things into a suitcase, had to make a game time decision and bounce. And I was like, oh, this is the stuff I really value. And I just feel like there's this limited bit of special energy for your favorite clothes, like your best skirt, your best sweater, oh, your favorite things. I just feel like there's a little bit of magic in there. And once you wear it often, it just becomes ordinary. And I just really try to preserve that specialness about those items of clothing and try not to wear them as much and try to buy other things. And it's just, can you tell I'm having a crisis about it? Can you relate to this at all? I really hope so. I'm talking about this because I feel like someone out there must feel the same as me. It's just like, it's too much now. Everything is itchy. Also, again, they changed all the jeans. They changed all the jeans. And like, I'm a millennial and I know that. And I don't need all the Instagram reels that are targeting me with girls being like, but I gotta tuck in my shirt. Like, I'm sorry. I look better with the shirt tucked in. If I don't tuck it in, I look like I'm wearing pajamas to school. It's just like, oh, it's just a lot, you know? It's just a lot. And I'm sorry to anyone listening to this who like is like, I haven't stepped foot in a Zara in 6 years. I don't know what this wild woman is talking about. But let me tell you, it's hard to try to find new things, and it's hard to keep your old things and know what to get rid of. It's just hard, you know? Think of all the unprocessed trauma we have from all the years that we've just lived in mania. Anyway, now seems like a great time for a commercial break. Oh my God. But speaking of, actually, and this is not an ad, one of the only things I've bought recently that I love, there's two things. Okay, there's two things I bought recently that I love. One, I bought the Taylor Swift bra. I brought the Taylor Swift Form, F-O-R-M-E, posture sports bra. Let me tell you, whoo, that thing is good. Now, their sizing is real sneaky because it's basically like small, medium, large, extra large, which for a women's bra top, very complicated. But I got the, there's a regular one and there's an aggressive one. I got the regular one. The aggressive one didn't work for me. The leggings, way too tight on me, painfully tight, but the regular bra, oh my God, I need to buy one for every day of the week. They are so expensive, but if your brain thinks of it as like a medical device, that's why I only have one. I have one and I wash it every 5 days because I'm like, I don't wanna, it's so expensive, but it's so legit. I'm serious, like whenever I wear it, I'm like, boom, my posture is better. Taylor Swift knew what she's doing. Taylor Swift's someone you can trust. And she didn't like endorse them. There's just photos of her wearing it while practicing for Eras Tour. So it's really good. And number two, again, this is not an ad, even though they are an advertiser on the podcast, but Quince. I know they're an advertiser. I know I have ad copy for them. I bought what I'm about to say out of my own pocket. They did not give me money for this. I'm going to talk about it in an ad because I need something to talk about. But I bought this with my own money and I love it. It's this like exercise unitard. It's a tank top with a little like built-in bra, and then it has like a nice little like a waist. Like it has like a seam that goes across your waist, and then it's pants. So it's like a tank top pants unitard and I love it. I leave my house and I'm like, nobody knows I'm wearing one thing. Nobody knows I'm wearing one thing because I wear a sweater over. So it looks like I'm wearing a sweater and leggings. I'm just going for a walk. But really, it's like, ooh, I'm ready to do Pilates at any time. And do I do Pilates? I don't. But I love the feeling like I'm one of those women who could, you know? Oh, it's really good. You'll hear an ad about it in like a month when I have to submit new ad copy. But it's really good. And I spend my own money on it. I also spend my own money on the shorts. Again, love those shorts. Love those workout shorts. Tried some other stuff. Didn't fully work. But I love those. I love those items. Okay. Stick around. We will be right back. I'm going to go get a few Jelly Bellies and I will talk to you momentarily. Stick around. I'll see you in a few. We're going to talk about Severance. Ah! We are so back because we are back with Armoire, which makes getting dressed easy. A clothing rental membership from Armoire lets you build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. And when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet that show up at your door in as little as 2 days. But honestly, I love to browse on Armoire because looking through the pants and skirts and jackets and blazers is kind of like guilt-free shopping. Really, if you're anything like me, a busy mom who travels a lot and has an unnatural attachment and love for her clothes, filling in the gaps in your wardrobe that you need to fill can be so challenging. It's just so much pressure to buy something, wear it once, realize it really doesn't work for you, and then feel the weight of guilt over contributing to waste or having it just sit in your closet for years and years and years until that pressure just kind of dissipates and it's just an object you're used to seeing. Or feeling bad about the fact that you spend money you could have spent on something else, like Armoire, and instead spend it on this thing you no longer want. My closet became such a place of stress and uncertainty in the different stages of my pregnancy and postpartum life. And giving new styles and silhouettes a test run, and looking great while doing it, makes Armoire an absolute must when it comes to finding or redefining your personal style. I just placed my Armoire order, and I'm so excited. I got this chic Reese tailored blazer that fully makes me look like a rich lawyer who's ordering a martini. And then I also got this pair of Farm Rio orange pants that I am so stoked about. They're like a bright orange. I cannot wait to wear them. I even got a minimal chic little plain black sweater from French Connection. They have everything. And let me tell you, if you want to try something new, whether it's a new style, a new pant length, or even a new color, they simply have got it. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/amusing. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/amusing to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. That's armoire.style/amusing.
My foster parents didn't just teach me to fish. They taught me that persistence and patience pay off. They didn't just teach me to bake the perfect birthday cake. They also taught me to measure and meet my own potential. They didn't just teach me to garden. They taught me to plant seeds and watch them grow. And they didn't just teach me to walk. They taught me to stand on my own 2 feet. Foster a child and change their future. Visit youthvillages.org/foster.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to our mini episode, which may not be a proper title anymore considering I just talked for 27 minutes about my closet. I mean, it was about so much more than that, but you get what I mean. Okay, closets aside, let's talk about things I am liking right now, specifically TV. Now, you know I have a sitcom problem. You know I love to watch every episode of a show that has existed online, but I have what I am starting to call chore shows. They're shows that are out right now. You get one episode a week, and I watch them exclusively when I'm cooking, when I'm doing dishes, when I'm just wandering around my house like a little sim at night between the hours of like 8 and 10:30 getting things done. And there are a lot of them that are out right now. And I just want to run them down so we can talk about them. First up, High Potential. I cannot remember the name of the show to save my life. I want to call it High Maintenance. And then my brain goes High Maintenance. And then I can't remember the name. It's High Potential. It's starring Caitlin Olsen from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which I don't watch. I will watch anything she is in, except I don't really watch Hacks. But again, I will watch anything she is in. And the show is like good, good. A friend of the pod, Taron Killam, is in it. He's precious in it. And the show is like coming together. It's taking a while, but it mostly makes me miss The Mick. Did anyone watch The Mick? Oh my Lord. Go find The Mick on like Hulu or wherever shows live now. I think it was on Fox. It was so good. It was a starring turn for Caitlin Olsen. And she's great in this. And the fashion is very specific on her. She wears a lot of like mini skirts with belt. I love seeing the outfits. High Potential, it's like good. It's good. I'm enjoying it. It's not like television you sit down and watch. It's television you like enjoy while you are doing things. But I gotta say, today I was like, boy, I wish there was a new episode of High Potential. I wish there was a new episode. So basically the gist of it is that she's extremely smart. And she was a janitor, and then they yada yada yada. Now she's working on the police force as a consultant. She's a genius. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. And that lady from Scrubs is her boss, and I like that. Another show rapidly climbing the ranks in my view history is Elsbeth. Now, Elsbeth, you should be watching this show just for the Elsbeth fashion. It's like, what if we took someone in the real world in New York? I mean, she's a fake character, but it's kind of like, what if a regular person with a regular job had a Carrie Bradshaw delusion and dressed like that every day, but on a smaller budget? And that, my friends, is Elsbeth. I saw a tweet recently that was like, nobody is having more fun than the Elsbeth costume department. And let me tell you, spot on. This woman's shtick is that she carries too many bags. So you're not only getting 3 to 4 tote bags purses per outfit, she's also wearing more color than you could possibly wrap your brain around. Like, dump out a box of like 72 Crayola crayons, and that is Elsbeth's outfit inspiration. It is quite fantastic. Now, my big ding on the show is that they show you who committed the murders first most of the time. There was a minute in the second season when they stopped doing that, and I was like, finally, they got the memo. And then they started doing it again. And it's a bummer because, like, why am I watching you piece together something I already know? I don't like it as much when I know exactly who it is. There's no mystery. And I wish they would change it back, but I keep watching it because the show is very enjoyable. It feels like it could be on forever. And the cast is amazing. The guest stars they get are beyond comprehension. The last episode was Matthew Broderick. Like, the stars are so good. And now there's this like very intense, like season-long arc emerging. And it has to do with this dude who's her real life husband, the guy from Lost with the little glasses, that little dude boy from Lost. He's on the show now. I love when people who are married are on TV together in real life. I love it. I love it. And I've never seen The Good Wife. I know that this character is tied, Elsbeth is like tied to Good Wife somehow, and they reference it very overtly, and I'm like, okay, I don't get it. But regardless, I recommend watching it. A great chore show, a fantastic chore show. Now, not a chore show is Reacher, which is back. And this season, they gave 3 episodes when it dropped, which is usually to me a bad sign. That means it's going to take a bunch of episodes to get into it. And it kind of did. But the opening of the first episode is so perfectly Reacher. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to call this a spoiler. I don't think this is a spoiler, but I think Reacher is hilarious because this man is bigger than any human should be. And apparently he's not that gigantic in real life. A friend might be like seeing him in real life in a few months, and I need her to report back because I need to know. But apparently he's like, I think it's so funny because you have this like cartoon Hulk of a man who's like, were you mean to my friend? Bam! Like, it's just so, it's like a cartoon to me. It's so funny. And there is this one moment, again, not a true spoiler, where there is someone in the show who sees Reacher and is just like the character is like their face is just like, how are you even real? Like, just like laugh, like guffawing to themselves about how bizarre it is that he is ginormo. It's just so funny. It's a great character. It's a great show. The seasons are kind of disjointed where they live separately from each other because they're modeled after different books. That's how the books are. But I do love how in the series, they have this one character, Neely, who is in each season and like ties through. And I love that because Neely was such a good character. I just recommend Reacher if you haven't been watching it. But none of this matters if you don't watch Severance. Because if you don't watch Severance, what are you doing with your free time? And I want to tell you why I'm saying it like that. Because I never watched Severance. No, no, no. Everyone after season one being like, wow, Severance, Apple TV, best show on television. Wasn't watching it. Did not care. at all for it. Ben and I tried to watch the first episode, I think years ago, and we put it on and I was like, I cannot watch Adam Scott walk down an office hallway for 5 minutes. And I still like viscerally remember that feeling of being like, this is so boring and so bad and I hate this so much. Cut to a few weeks ago when Ben was on the phone and like Severance came up or something. And I think he was talking to someone who watches Severance all the time. And I was like, okay, tell us, should we give it another shot? And they were like, yes, absolutely. Like, get through the first two episodes and then it's smooth sailing. And oh my gosh, I am so glad they did, because it has taken over my entire life. And if you are not watching Severance, I have 1/2 words for you. I don't know if it's one word or two. And that 1/2 word is WandaVision. If you liked WandaVision, you will love Severance. It has like a spooky mystery to it, but also there's like a lot of wild relationship stuff going on. And then I'm not going to say anything about what the show is because I don't want to spoil anything. This, you got to watch this show as pure as possible. But I will say my entire Twitter feed is like posts about this, and I am slurping it up with a spoon and then drinking the leftover cereal milk of it. Like, it is, there's so much to talk about. They're exploring a concept that has never been seen on television before, and the way that they're exploring it and the relationship between the characters will blow your freaking mind. It is so good. Just trust me on this, because there are a few episodes left, and I feel like the end of the second season is going to have a bananas cliffhanger, because I didn't watch the first season when it came out, but that cliffhanger at the end of season one was unhinged. And I cannot believe people were strong enough in mind and body and spirit to handle a 3-year wait between season one and season two. The ending of season one, the fact that I got to watch that and then go, okay, start season two. Like, I am blessed, and you can have that experience too. And I just want it for you. I just want it for you. How did you all survive the wait? I don't understand. Now, something I am not watching is White Lotus season 3. I don't know. I watched the beginning of the episode. I did not like how violent it was. I'm here to have like a little romp on the beach, like a little fun little time. And it was too serious and too frightening. And I literally can't get through it. I'm done. Like, I haven't even started it. And you know, I love Michelle Monaghan. Oh, my Mission Impossible queen. But I can't. It was too violent and too weird. And I couldn't push through. Now, if I should push through, let me know. Call the Tros hotline. But so far, I don't think I can do it. And also, by the time this comes out, Suits LA will be on the air, which is really a gift to us all. Suits LA. What did we do to deserve such joy? Now, anyway, some things, I just want to tell you a few things that I am excited about before we finish the episode. And the first thing I want to say is my friend Kelly. Hi, Kelly. Kelly gave me this bonkers face cream. I met up with Kelly at Animal Kingdom when I was in Disney World. And she was like, here, I bought this for you, and gave me Clarins skincare. And I was like, what did I do to deserve this? What did I do to deserve fancy skincare? And Kelly said she got it on sale. I guess it was like a half off one day Sephora thing. But it's it is called the Intensive Facial Lift Wrap. But it also has a secondary name. I think they like changed the name maybe to make it more SEO. I don't know. It's also known as the V Facial Intensive Wrap Depuffing Face Mask. I don't know what this is. I don't know what this jar of magic is, but I've used it twice. And whenever I wake up the next morning, I look young. I don't know. Is this the fountain of youth? No clue, but it's the closest I'm probably going to get to it, because it is amazing. It just like, so what they say they do is that it helps with morning puffiness and swelling caused by stress, heat, and hormonal changes. That's my life. It's so good. I used it tonight and my skin literally feels different. The other thing, I was going to recommend that bra, which I already told you about. I want to recommend this salad. Okay. So I have been really enjoying cooking and having food at home and having food prepared in the fridge. And there's this salad at Erewhon that I love, but it is so expensive because they weigh it and there's avocado in it and it's heavy and it's expensive. And I found a few dupes online and I tried to recreate my own tonight and it kind of worked and it was amazing. The salad is basically kale, avocado, white bean, a pretty standard like Dijon vinaigrette type of dressing, very olive oily. The one that they have has pumpkin seeds and hemp seeds. I put tomatoes in mine. It is just a really nice salad. The little white beans, I don't often think to put in a salad, and it was quite good. And okay, last thing I'm enjoying, Gilmore Girls. Just kidding. I've talked about Gilmore Girls so much into my phone. Never again. I finished A Year in the Life. I finally wrapped it. I am done. I've moved on. But the last recommendation I have is for Carla Lolly Music, right? Carla Lolly Music. And someone recommended this to me and I don't remember who, but Carla Lolly Music is like a food writer editor, and they have a popcorn recipe, and it's like this. Hold on, I'm just gonna Carla Lolly Music popcorn. It is the so literally this is what it's called. It's on Bone App. It's this is the only way to make popcorn, and it's just like Carla's method for making popcorn. Again, I'm very specific about popcorn. Yeah. This is just like a very specific way to do it in olive oil. I don't usually use olive oil. I have a very specific popper that I purposely bought that you make popcorn in. And I usually don't use olive oil, but I followed Carla Lolly Music's story. Where is this? This is the only way to make popcorn. And I cooked it in olive oil. And then when it's done, you drizzle olive oil, all the toppings on top, and then you shake, 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 and you do it again. And it's a different style of popcorn. I do a lot of herbs and a lot of like nutritional yeast and salt and all this stuff. And it's a very dynamic popcorn, which I quite like. And I highly recommend. And that is all I got for this week's mini episode, which is not so mini. I shouldn't call anything that I do mini because it quite never is. I hope you enjoyed. We'll be back to theme park stuff next week. We just need a little break. We'll be back with a lot of stuff. We have so many fun episodes in store for you. Stick around. We got a call. We got my mom. We got a bunch of stuff. And that's all. If there's anything you want me to talk about, or if you have any thoughts on TV or shows I should watch, Churros Hotline. Keep in touch. I love you. I hope you have a wonderful week. And I will talk to you soon. Okay, bye. 're going to Disney World and we're saving money? That's just how we do in 2025 because we are lucky enough to have good friends who are really good at planning vacations over at Mouse Fam Travel. So here's the deal. You probably start planning your vacation by heading to the Walt Disney World website, playing around with dates, searching different hotels, comparing your options. But if you reach out to Mouse Fam Travel and tell them about your trip, they're going to do all of that for you. They're going to help you take advantage of major discounts like room deals and a free dining benefit that will save you hundreds. And on top of that, they'll even give you a gift card up to $250 just for booking with them. You'll save money and you'll make money by booking with Mouse Fan Travel. And I know you might be like, oh, I can do it myself. I'm an avid traveler. I don't need help. But a friend who regularly books their own trips recently took this advice, reached out to Mouse Fan Travel, and saved $1,000 on their Disney trip. $1,000! The difference in price from what they were going to book and what Mouse Fan Travel found, and they scoured different websites to check because they were shocked. Same trip, same dates, $1,000 difference. Imagine saving $1,000 on your next Disney trip while also saving time. And if you book for Disney World, possibly getting free meals and a free gift card. It's win, 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 win. And if you're thinking, well, if that's true, why have I been doing all this work myself? Exactly. That's why I'm so obsessed with Mouse Fan Travel, because all of this is completely free. I know. So if having Mickey Mouse cover the cost of your meals sounds pretty rad to you, head to mousefantravel.com/amusing today. Skip the booking process, save the time, and enjoy all the magic Disney World has to offer for even less. And hey, if you're thinking about a trip to Universal Orlando or Disneyland or a Disney cruise or Adventures by Disney, they excel in booking all of that as well. So don't delay. Head to mousefantravel.com/amusing and do Disney the right way. That's mousefantravel.com/amusing.
Hi, Carly. I don't know if this information is just for you or if you want to share it with your listeners, but you've been talking a lot about things you like to do around Los Angeles, and I wanted to mention a movie theater that's kind of off the beaten path that maybe you hadn't heard of called the Gardena Cinema. I'm not affiliated with it in any way. I just like to go. It's this locally owned and independently owned and operated movie theater. It kind of feels like you're stepping into a single screen cinema from the early to mid 80s. So if you like the history of the movie going experience, it's a lot of fun. But specifically, on February 28th and March 1st. They just announced that they're showing a movie you might enjoy. It's about a disgruntled ogre who may or may not be Jewish. It's called Shrek. They serve popcorn at the movie theater. So, you know, it's Shrek on the big screen. It's popcorn. What else are you going to do with your day? Goodbye.
Hi. Okay, thank you for this call, because even though this is in Los Angeles, I have never heard of this theater. And when I looked it up, it is a famous movie theater. So if anyone is on the West Side, if anyone is staying near there when you're coming to LA, check it out. Because also, I looked up some photos and they sell popcorn in that kind of like cosmic bowling bag. You know what I mean? Like the black one where it's like popcorn and it's like retro. I gotta get there. I gotta get some fresh popcorn. And I wish I could check out Shrek. I actually can't make that date, but I'll be there for something. I'll be there for something. And thank you for telling me about this. And thank you for calling. No, really, thank you for calling. Like, I stopped saying words because my brain was just thinking about that popcorn. Oh, I can't wait. Thank you. That's our show! Thank you all so much for listening. You can rate, review, and follow Very Amusing on Apple Podcasts, and rate and follow us on Spotify. You can also give us a call, day or night, no matter the weather, rain, snow, sleet, doesn't matter as long as your call gets out. You can give us a call at 747-CHUROS. Send us a voice note, voice note to 747-CHUROS, or email it to 747-CHUROS@gmail.com. You can pick up Very Amusing merchandise. Wow, I can't get any words out today, at very-amusing.com. And you can follow me at Carly Wiesel across the internet. Join the Fomaly at facebook.com/group/CarlyWiesel, and subscribe to my Instagram, 99 cents a month, and post another stuff on there that I don't post on main. I'd love to hang out with you. It's a really nice time. I don't know, I dig it. It's nice. It's nice to have like a little clubhouse within the warm embrace of a social media platform, which I guess I wouldn't call it in these days, but you know what I mean. This episode was edited speedily by Jeff Fox. Thanks so much for listening. See you real soon.
Hey, sweetheart, what a great time at the Riviera Hotel. But I'm going to talk really fast because I have a lot to say. But we actually had three beds. Two were pull downs. And you were so sweet to take the pull down so I could be closer to the bathroom. You're a really sweet kid. But you do need a scissors when you travel, because I don't know what this thing was made out of, kryptonite, but you could not open up the extra blanket. So I even bought scissors and they broke. So yeah, it was crazy. Anyway, I had to do some laundry. So the sweet bellhop took me upstairs on the fourth floor around the building. I never would have found it, but it was so much fun. Speaking again about the bed. So we watched the movies, Carly went to sleep, and then you and I went under the covers looking at each other's pictures. It was like a slumber party. It was so much fun. I had the best time. I did not mind getting you cookies. It was wonderful. I don't mind waiting at Gideon's because it is so good. So one day when I was doing laundry, they have like a free washer dryer. They even give you a laundry sheet. It was so easy. So I put in a low and I'm walking around the lobby, and here comes Chip and here comes Daisy, and they're actually talking to me and hanging out with me. They're sitting in the chairs in the lobby. And then I just took a walk around. I went outside and there is Chip again. He's talking to some kids. I am on a FaceTime with my grandson, and Chip comes over and starts talking to him. It was so sweet, so cute. The pool was great. They had these covered double padded loungers. So great. I can sit there and read books. The Pearl was great. The Topolina character breakfast was wonderful. The bread basket and the honey pot was amazing. Muppet prom, I did a little bit of dancing with Pearl, but mostly just running around after her. But the woman who dressed up with the spaghetti, like she had a hat on, but it was a dish with a spaghetti on there. She had a red and white plaid jumpsuit. This girl came prepared. I mean, some of the outfits were amazing. You were in your, it was definitely a prom dress. It was this lace, high neck, long sleeve, blue lacy gown. Vintage, and Brandon came in a light blue jacket with a ruffled shirt, bow tie, pants. You two were styling. You two, I don't care if they gave a prize out or not. You two were prom king and queen. Unbelievable. The pictures that you took when you turned to the side, it looked like a real prom. It was so funny to me. I loved every second of it. I had a great time staying with you and Pearl. I had so much fun. We were busy 24/7. This is the trip you said we're going to take it easy. Anyway, Germany Pavilion, the Bear Garden Buffet was so much fun. I loved the music. I took Pearl when they called up the kids, and her and I danced, and it made some wonderful memories. My favorite popcorn was the popcorn in Canada, the maple brown at Epcot, maple popcorn at Epcot. So, so good and hot. It was good. But the Magic Kingdom one, with the buttery one, it came one time, it came out really good. The other times it wasn't as great. And the night before we left, we got there at 5:30. We're taking pictures by the castle in Pearl Cinderella dress. I'm singing Small World. I'm getting... Uh-oh, someone's in trouble. I tried talking really, really fast. But machines were shutting down. Somebody said power failure. That was the rumor. I don't know if that's true or not. We did get to go on People Mover and then left. But the highlight of my trip, out of everything we did in 5 days, was finally getting on Small World, and Pearl's not even two, and I hear her say a word here and there. She gets off Small World, she looks at me and says, more Small World. That's three big words. I died. It was the greatest moment of my life. Then we went on Peter Pan, and we come up, and she goes, more rides. It was just the best trip. I love you so much, and I'll see you soon, baby. Bye.